we always have like 10 or 15% of our fans who hate our new, quote unquote, new direction. And then we have like 20 or 25 who are like, you know what? I didn't really like your band before, but now I do. So I feel like we're still on that trajectory pretty solidly, actually.
Over the years, Guster's sound has shifted a lot from album to album. And judging by fans' reactions overall, it seems to have been a good move. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Guster began playing music together as an acoustic trio in the early 90s when they met as students at Tufts. They developed a sound based around hand percussion, quirky instrument choices, and a solid sense of humor. They also quickly developed a following among fans of bands like Phish and Widespread Panic. But although they might have started out as a bit of a jam band, Guster's sound has become much more poppy over time. And on their sixth album, Easy Wonderful, they've swapped their bongos for a full drum kit. And along with the Glockenspiel, they're also exploring synths and horns. I had a chance to talk with Guster in Studio A, and I asked him about the music business today and what things were like when they recorded their debut, Parachute, back in 1994.
I think the first time that we thought it could actually get real, we made a record with this producer, Mike Dineen, who runs Q Division Studios in Boston, and they put out a lot of great records, and that record, even though it's terrible, was way ahead of what we were doing at the time, and people started to respond, and I think we were all like, well, maybe I don't have to necessarily figure out what I want to do with my life just this very second. And then the week that everybody was, you know, leaving school, we pulled all our money, and we bought a van, and we just kind of got in the van the day that we graduated from college and kind of just put our parents on a little bit of shock, you know, like, just give us a few minutes and let us see, we won't ask you for any money. And then we just kind of went that way. And I always sort of say that college was sort of training wheels for us because it allowed us to kind of get up and running and develop a fan base without having to like quit our, you know, have day jobs, which is always a huge thing for young bands.
We were young, 21, all those years ago. In came the fascination, everything was out of control. Alive, untried, from thickets and from thorns. Out came a revelation, everything was out of control.
So incredible to go in the subway and see 90% of the people listening to music every day, like a couple hours a day. And that's just that. I think this whole movement and sort of the destruction and the recreation of the music business is so enlightening. And it's when nobody really knows how it's going to work or how to make money or if you can make money anymore. But the amount of talent and the amount of great records that come out every week, it's crazy. Like, Arcade Fire has the number one album in the country on an independent label. I was talking about this the other day, and just these bands come out of nowhere, like local natives, you know, like they're like a real like headlining band. And like, how did anybody hear about that band? But everybody I know not only knows about the band, that knows all those songs, and they just, that happens so quickly. It's because it's a cool record or bands like that. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Guster, live with Jesus on the Radio and Do You Love Me. Their new album is Easy Wonderful. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online, anytime at WFUV.org.